she looked and then I said no homo. I tell a lie, I'm hypnotized by beauty that was closer. Dressed like a daydream, I'll get down and one. The ethereal reflection, the sun rises just for her. I said I liked the company and then I said no homo. I tell her like she stopped time around her, I'm in slow-mo. Epitome of everything, I tell her how I really feel. She'll realize that I'm homo for sure. No homo. I said I like the way she dressed and then I said no homo. Pre-Raphaelite like celestial true painting from Picasso. An angel of the world, the trapped in purgatory. A test from heaven and I'm straight to hell. Said I like the way she talked and then I said no homo. Her eloquence, her resonance, the softest tone was spoken. Epitome of everything. No homo.
Welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 726. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 28 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week and I play my favorite track from each. We started this week with Lambrini Girls from Brighton in the UK. The song is No Homo, and that's from the band's album Who Let the Dogs Out, which came out January 10th on City Slang Records. Just punk as can be. Saw them a few months ago and they put on a fantastic show, so I was looking forward to that album and it does not disappoint. If you like that song and you like the whole album, pick it up, enjoy it. I got music for you this week. It's kind of all over the place, but I promise it's all good. Here's one from Dwight Twilley. It's called Little Bit of Love. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the podcast. Hope you like where that set took you. I know I did. We ended there with Mogwai from Glasgow and the song Pale Vegan Hip Pain. Sounds familiar? That's on the band's new album, The Bad Fire, that came out January 24th on Rock Action Records, or Temporary Residence, depending on where you are in the world. Nothing's ever going to match up with those early bombastic singles, but it's 35 years later, and I still love everything that band does. Before that, we heard from Daryl from Dallas, Texas, with the song The Color Lines Rot. That's on the I Dream Alone / The Wasted Casualty album that came out October 4th on Idol Records. That's on the B-side, the Wasted Casualty side. A-side's a little more pop, B-side's a little more punk, a little more my speed. I think I saw that band's first show ever, so it's very nice to keep up with what they're doing, and some really good stuff. And then we started that set off with Dwight Twilley and the song Little Bit of Love. That was from his 1984 album Jungle, though I have that on a re-release that just came out June 7th of last year on Iconoclastic Pop Recordings. I wanted to pick that reissue up because it has demo versions of a lot of the songs that strip away the synthesizers, which make it so much better. That song, however, does not have a demo version on there, so you're going to get stuck with those very nasty synths and always wonder what wonderful power pop song lived below that. Anyway, I guess I should know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep it coming back week after week. Speaking of good music, let's do something from a local. This is Buddy Lush Phenomenon with the song Old and In the Way.
Lyrical language, how to survive. try to capture your sweet soul. Coming through the ride, let's not ever say goodbye. Don't give up this ghost of mine in the funny papers on the other side. And I'm locked inside my skull, well away from paradise, but in the focus, in the frame, is a friend for life. Here in Korea, I let go of the camera, I ran out of film. Now there's nowhere to hide. Let's not ever say goodbye. Don't give up this ghost of mine in the funny papers on the other side.
deserve. can say that we took the time to find diamonds and pearls. The pace of life, it leaves little time to observe the important times. It just merges them all into an abstract world. People and places that are frozen in time, stepping away from the curve, ignoring time's arrow, truly alive. Isn't that what we deserve?
We just heard from The Gentle Spring with Looking Back at the World. That's the title track of the band's new album that came out January 17th on Skepwax Records. That's the project of Michael Hiscock. He's based out of Paris now. You know him from the band The Field Mice. That song is wonderful. The rest of the album feels a little too gentle for me, but it was right there in the name. I should have known what to expect. Before that, we heard from Matt Pompier with the song Korea. That's on his new album, The Ballad of Natural Lines. That'll be out this Friday, February 7th, on 131 Records or Sonder House. That album has some wonderful things on it. So many of those singles came out months and months ago, so maybe you've been waiting for that one as much as I have. And then we started that off with Buddy Lush Phenomenon with the song Old and in the Way. That was on the band's self-titled record that came out in 2000 on Rocco Records, though that one has popped up online on Bandcamp, and you can download it there for, I think, name your own price. Remember Buddy Lush in that way. All right, I'm out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 726, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media network like Instagram, Blue Sky, Facebook, and YouTube. Look at the concert calendar. We've got North by North playing the mini bar on the 5th. Still Ill is doing an early show at Josie's on the 7th. Of Trees playing mini bar that night. Cool 100s at mini bar on the 8th. Full Bloods are at Big Mood on the 8th. On the 11th, Coffin Cats are at Record Bar. 13th, Western Cuts are playing Record Bar. Violet Approach is playing Skate Bar on the 14th. Thymaster is at the Replay. On the 15th, Aquarian Blood is at the Replay. Elska is playing the Record Bar. 16th, Till Willis is playing a matinee at the Replay. Look at the website. We do have new photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Advanced Bass, Little Mazarin, and Tweety show. So check that one out. And of course, you know I'm going to try to cram one more in. We're going to do one from Nephilim from Kansas City, Missouri. It is black metal. The song is Four Crown Princes of Hell, and it's on the band's album Demonoltry. Came out June of last year. Self-released, digital only. You can find that one on Bandcamp. I know they've got some great merch, but I don't think this one came out physically. It's kind of a straightforward black metal band, a little on the raw side, made by really good folks. So maybe this is your thing. Give it a listen, find out. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week. We'll be right back.
Don't you